great fisherman. No. Pusha. My uncles. All the gems were dip netters. Patuta. Father was a great fisherman. Dad could talk to fish. He danced the old duck and dive on his platforms. I knew suck. Who's gonna be the lucky ones today? Who gets to fill my drying shed? Mornings, he'd have me carry the coffee can. It was full of sand. Him with his dip net, and me with that old coffee can. He'd take me out to his platform, and I'd throw sand on his boards. Cause with the fish slime and the mist from the falls, it was too slippery with no sand. But when I turned 9, he said, time to fish. And that day, I got to carry his dip net. Oh, it was heavy, a long, long pole. But I was crazy to catch my first out of my Nakwashud feast. I was gonna be a man, a Celilo, like all the gems. But when I got on them platforms, gosh, I froze. I started getting dizzy and scared, and the falls just rushed so fast under your feet and the noise so loud. I looked down, which was wrong. I started getting dizzy and scared, and I ran barefooted across the rocks. When I got home, saw the coffee can. I'd been so excited about carrying his dip net, I'd just forgotten all about the sand. Then I heard the bell ring. I saw all the men leave their platforms. Someone had fallen in. When they pulled Tuta out, his hands were still locked tight round that pole. And in his net was a big Chinook. At his panisha, Ithla, my mom, gave me his dip net. And every Celilo got a piece of Dad's fish. My Ithla went away after that, and Pusha took me. I pretended to be a dip netter because I was ashamed. So now I have to get home. I have to get home to catch my first fish at Celilo before it's too late. Before Celilo and the platforms and all of that is gone. I don't know how, but I have to.